Say that again.
How devotee can become serious in Krishna consciousness?
Devotee becomes serious by studying Srimad Bhagavatam. And you become inspired to be serious because you're reading about serious devotees. Otherwise one may try, or one may not try at all. But trying with result, that will come by chanting and regularly hearing Bhagavatam. Can't So how does someone become a good student in school? Well, you study. Just wanting to become a good student is good, but it's not enough. You have to actually apply. You have to apply yourself. So dark. And if someone studies Bhagavatam, then they'll want to become very serious, because they become inspired by transcendental sound. So that's something that's very important for us to have in Turkish Srimad Bhagavatam. So the devotees can become more and more inspired. Then Krishna consciousness becomes very different. So that's why Prabhupada, there was Prabhupada's mission, presenting Srimad Bhagavatam. Something else? What's the translation? Küçük bir şekilde yazabilir miyim? Şimdi
bakalım okuyarak dedi.
Çok iyi kardeşim.
Eğer siz söylemiyorsanız ben söyleyeceğim. Sen sorma çevirmesin çünkü
düşünüyorum. Şu, bir tabu, çapuca var, bu bir çapuç.
If they don't have question, may I ask?
Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, now we have this devotional service. When we are serving, we should meditate on Krishna.
I can't even hear you. You have to speak louder.
I just want to ask, what should be our meditation during the service, during devotional service? And last time when Radha Krishna Prabhu came, he was explaining about cooking, and still when we cook, I cannot think about Krishna. I can think about devotees, but I cannot think that I'm cooking for Krishna. So this is...
Well, you can think about cooking for Krishna, but that's all right. But primarily, when someone is doing service, they should be thinking about the service. So if you're cooking, you should think about cooking, unless you're such a good cook that you don't even have to pay attention, and then you can afford to think about Krishna. But your Twitter hag, So you can think about, if you can think about Krishna, that's fine, but you should make sure that what you're cooking is the way it should be. And it's not third class, because the attention is not there. So generally, a good thing, good idea, is to be meditating on what you're doing, so that you do it better and better. That's devotion, being absorbed in what you're doing, to do it well. Of course, we're doing it for Krishna, we're doing it for Krishna's devotees. Those are all just part of the package. Something else?
Bhagavat, Srimad Bhagavat, yani kör olan veya bedensel engelliden bahsediyor. Hani kör olan, körlükten, kör kraldan ve bedensel engelliden bahsediliyor, ama onlar dışında engellilik var mı? Mesela zihinsel engelli, bu insanlar nasıl kışların içine ulaşacaklar? Sağırlık veya zihinsel engelli olan kişiler için ne yapabiliriz kışların içine ulaşması için?
Nasıl Krishna bilinci?
Yani mesela şu an kişi duymuyor mantrayı, ne yapacağız? Ya da zihinsel engelli bilinçli işte değil. Yani ben engelliler çalıştığım için kişileri nasıl
engelli
disability.
She says she's working with disability person people, and how they can.
How they can be benefited?
Yeah, and how they can chant Maha Mantra, or how they can become Krishna's devotee. Because someone cannot hear, someone cannot see, someone don't have...
Prasadam?
Prasadam. Yedireceksiniz.
Everyone's eating. So we give them a little prasadam. And...
Biraz prasadam yedireceksiniz.
And that way, at least the journey and a good life is assured, where they can actually practice.
Bir sonraki hayatta kesinlikle iyi bir hayat, beden alacaklar ve Krishna bilinci pratik yaparlar.
Yeah, obviously it's not good karma to be in such a situation. It may sort of interfere with the ability to actively participate like others do. Well, not by accident, unless individuals become very consciously involved in chanting and hearing, then they'll have to wait for a next life.
Kazali tabii ki de spiritual dünya gitmez çünkü bilinçli mahamantra söylemesi gerekiyor anlayarak. O yüzden onun için tekrar hayata dönmesini gerekiyor dünyaya.
So, for example, even a disabled person say he can't talk, but he can hear.
Mesela konuşmayabilir ama duyabilir.
But and he can systematically understand Krishna consciousness.
Sistematik olarak Krishna bilincini anlayabilir.
And he can start to practice by either by hearing or and maybe chanting in his mind, then it's possible. But you can't go back to Godhead unless you want to go.
Spiritual dünya istemese gidemez.
Çünkü or it's possible, but that's usually just a very exceptional situation.
Bu mümkün olabilir ama çok nadir bir durum.
So it has to be a conscious effort. It can't be just unconsciously, then people are benefited, they get eternal benefit, and so that in the future they can make a conscious effort.
Tabii ki bir yardımıyla iyi bir şeyler alacaklar, yani yardım edecekler, edilir onlara ama bir sonraki hayata gelip bilinçli olarak pratik yapmalar.
Ama hani iki kişi var.
What's that?
She's asking about Dhritarashtra. She's asking about blind Dhritarashtra.
Blind what?
Dhritarashtra. About him. And she said it was possible for him.
Well, he wasn't too clear. He did go back to Godhead. He just became liberated.
Or Krishna repeated that he said
yeah, well, Dhritarashtra didn't go back to Godhead. He got liberation, but he made very conscious effort for it. It wasn't, he went away, and he did very severe austerities, and ultimately he was so serious he was able to actually burn up his body.
Her şey bilinçli yapacak, bir sıra kalbette bulunduğu bir kadar ciddi oldu ki bu hayatta bile kendini deneyimlemeye
yaptı. So, to go somewhere, you have to want to go somewhere.
Biri gitmek isterse, oraya gitmesini istememişsin.
It can't happen just by accident.
Kazayla gidemezsin.
So, Krishna consciousness means to awaken the desire in people to go back to Godhead.
Krishna bilinci bizim istediklerini uyandırmak.
And but for that people need knowledge. Okay. Okay. So.